Today marks the 50th anniversary of Upper Darby native Todd Rundgren's groundbreaking album, Something Anything. To commemorate the occasion, a tribute album has been released. Proceeds will benefit Rundgren's Foundation, which helps underserved music programs in public schools get the resources they need. WHYY's Robbie Broad has more.
Todd Rundgren is a singular figure in music. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, who has largely rejected rock stardom and skipped his own induction in favor of playing a show in Ohio, is widely considered to be one of the most influential musicians and producers in the history of modern music. He's known for his constant artistic reinventions and contributions to the technological advancements in music production. But before all that, Rundgren was just a kid struggling to find his identity while growing up in Upper Darby. Born in 1948, Rundgren says his upbringing was bleak.
I grew up in a post-war housing development just outside of West Philadelphia. It was called Westbrook Park. It was a typical sort of Philly, Baltimore area, row housing development.
He was first influenced by his parents' classical music record collection, but as he became more of a loner in his teens, he was infatuated with the Philly soul playing on local radio stations. He says the songs played by legendary Philly radio DJ Jerry Blavitt were ultimately his biggest musical influence growing up.
He would play the hits, but he would play R&B records that other stations were less inclined to play. And, you know, I think that accounts for the fact that so many white kids out of Philadelphia try to sing like black kids, just because we were exposed to the music in a way that maybe in some other cities, especially south of Philadelphia, they never would have experienced.
After graduating Upper Darby High School in 1966, Rundgren moved to Philadelphia and began playing with the Nazz, whose Britpop-inspired sound began to catch on in Philly and beyond. The band put out three albums before Todd quit due to the band's constant infighting. He moved to New York City and got a job engineering albums with Albert Grossman, famous manager to acts like Bob Dylan, Janis Joplin, and the band. After becoming a much in-demand producer, Todd wanted to return to being a performing artist. And after releasing two solo albums, he began work on Something Anything in 1971 at just 23 years old. Rundgren wrote and produced every song on the record, and played every instrument on three of the four sides of the 26-song double album. He didn't fear commercial failure, since he had his production career to fall back on if the record flopped.
That liberated me from a lot of the concerns that other artists had regarding success. In other words, I was never going to starve because I could always make a record for somebody else. And so I never went into the studio with the idea that, oh, this has to be, you know, a commercial success or I'm done.
Something Anything included hits like I Saw the Light and Hello, It's Me, the latter of which was a reworked track he wrote with the Nazz and became a top five hit. It would also be the biggest hit of his career.
Hello, it's me. I've thought about us for a long, long time.
The original was very dirgy, morose even, you know, and so I thought there'd be another way to do it that would make it sound more contemporary and maybe less dirgy and depressing. So I just whipped up this arrangement more or less on the spot.
The album was a massive critical and commercial success, which catapulted Rundgren into stardom. Fernando Perdomo, a longtime session musician and music producer, is one of those who cherish Something Anything.
What other top 10 charting album can you think of that combines hit songs with experimentation over two sides? The thing that made Todd different than every other hit artist in the 70s is that you never knew what he was going to do next.
Perdomo spearheaded the tribute album called Someone Anyone. It features artists such as Stan Lynch, the original drummer for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Kasim Sultan, bassist in Todd Rundgren's Utopia. Perdomo says he put the album together as a labor of love.
It's an album that's designed to pay tribute to the songs. This guy has inspired all of us. This music has been the soundtrack of our lives. We would all be different people if it wasn't for this album. So we're giving back.
In the spirit of giving back, proceeds from the album will benefit Rundgren's Spirit of Harmony Foundation, which helps underfunded music programs in public schools secure the resources they need to provide quality music education. Spirit of Harmony Chairman Ed Vigdor says the foundation functions as a conduit between programs and fundraisers.
Todd has referred to us as the eHarmony of music education. It could be, you know, strings, or it could be instruments, or it could be, you know, whatever it is they say that they need. We try to see if we can hook them up with a resource that can help provide that stuff for them.
Spirit of Harmony provides assistance to Play On Philly, which provides music education to underserved child musicians, and was working with the Upper Darby Arts and Education Foundation before the pandemic forced them to scrap their plans. Rundgren says he made the decision to keep fundraising goals small.
We were not going to measure our success by the size of our bank account or the number of our fundraisers. We would only fundraise enough to cover our operating expenses, and we would make our strength be our ability to network and to connect entities together, to identify a need and then connect it with a solution of some kind.
Looking back, Rundgren says he's happy the album that propelled him to stardom 50 years ago still endures.
I was part of a singer-songwriter movement, even though I didn't hew to the same sort of rules, but there's something about that era in the 70s that still has some charm for people.
Robbie Broad, WHYY News.